USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday, a remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush, who passes away Friday night at the age of 94. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time. Not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
And outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st President.
In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The state of Georgia's election infrastructure on issue in Tuesday's runoff election for Secretary of State, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The runoff election for Georgia's Secretary of State pits Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger against former Democratic Congressman John Barrow. Neither won more than 50% of the votes on Election Day. At stake in the runoff, the ability to reshape the state's election system, which came under a national microscope during the recent race for governor between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp. Raffensperger has defended how Georgia canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of voters, and he says he'll make sure only legal citizens can cast ballots. Barrow says changes are needed, but he says while Georgia does a pretty good job of keeping people from cheating, it does a lousy job of making it easier for people to vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Massive cleanup effort underway after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocking Anchorage, Alaska, tearing roads apart and creating huge craters in the ground. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Road crews north of Anchorage are working to repair damaged bridges and freeways following the massive earthquake on Friday. Steve Strait is the owner of our USA Radio News affiliate up in Alaska, KEDI. He says this is the worst earthquake he's seen in a number of years.
This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.